It's daf is daf yud ches. So we got the two lines down. The Gemara says Pinchas achua demar Shmuel. Pinchas achua de Shmuel. That Pinchas the brother mar Shmuel yisrei be milsa. Something bad happened, which is just a nice way of saying that he was an avel. Al Shmuel came in lemishal taima minai to ask a certain question from him, and which it meant just saying really divide tachnunim. They explained to be menachem avel, and chazina letofer davin of hishim. And Shmuel, I reckon he realized that Pinchas' nails were long. So Amar Leh, Amai lo shaklis Leh, why didn't you cut your nails? So Amar Leh, so what Pinchas says back to Shmuel is, Ibididi hava mi mizalsi be kuli. Hi, had him, meaning you, had you Shmuel, had such an avelis happen to you, would you be so disgraceful to your avelis and you would have cut your nails? So this led to something pretty bad. The Gemara says, Kishkaga shiotsu milfnei ha-shalit. So it's like a shkaga coming out of the mouth from before the ruler. And in other words, he gave him a klala. And next thing you know, Visra be milsa b'shmul. Shmul then was sitting avelis. Because the Pinchas said, had you been an avel, would this happen to you? Would you do this? So Shmul became an avel. And then al Pinchas achul mishal, and he came in to comfort him. To l'mishal taima. Minai, and shaklinu l'tofrei. And what happened was, Shmul cut his fingernails. And he chavtinu lapein threw them in the face of Pinchas. So Amar Leh, leslecha bris krusel esvasayim. Do you not have bris if your lips? I mean, keep your mouth shut. Because Amar Yochanan minayin shebris krusel esvasayim. How do you know that when the lips say something, there's a certain bris? It's something that's created. Shenemar that says vayom Avram el Narav. He says shivu lachem por mechamor. You stay here with the donkey when he's going up with Yitzchak to Akedas Yitzchak. And Vani Vanar, me and the young boy, Nel Chadko, Vinishach Vevenashuv Aleichem, we're going to come back. So he pretty much said, we're going to come back. And because of that, Vishtaya Milsa, and he had Siyata Dishmaya, Dehada Tervayu, they both came back. So we see where the power of your mouth has the ability to both good and bad. So because Pinchas said something to Shmuel that had Avelis happened to you, so Mimele something happened. Tosas asks an interesting question on the top here. Yistaya Milsa Dehadur. So the raya we have is that Avraham Avinu said that we're going to return back from Har Moriah, both of us together. So Tema, Dilma Mida Tova Meruba. Maybe Mida Tova we have all over Shas is much greater than the Mida Ra. So Havale Lasuye, Hadam Merula Baalma, Liom Al Yiftach Adam Piv Lesatan, Shinem Arshimu Dvar Hashem Ketitzini Sedom. I mean, you can't bring a proof that when Avraham said something positive, it doesn't mean something negative will happen as well. The Gemara should have brought a more direct proof from this Gemara in Brachos that Liolam al yiftach adam piv lesatan, because then, and there's a pasuk that tells you that when you open the mouth up, the satan begins to react. So just a side point Tosis makes point of here. So then the Gemara says here, so in the end of the day, Savar minei diyad in de regolo. The lacha is that what? In terms of cutting nails, Rashi says that mutter bimei avelu mishim de mice. You're allowed to cut your nails because if you walk in, and the guy's nails are so long, it looks disgusting, so you're allowed to. But the regular, but of the feet, you're not allowed to cut the toenails. So Amar Rav Anan bar Tachlifu l'didi mefarshali minav is explained to me, minav de Shmuel, lo shna de yad, lo shna de regal. He thought that you can't cut either one. So Amar Rav Chia bar Ashi, Amar Rav, u b'genustara asr. When it comes to misprime, you cannot use scissors, you can't use nail clippers when you cut it. So at the end of the day, it seems that a person should not cut his nails regularly, but if he wanted to cut the mishinoi, he could cut his yad because it's mice, but he shouldn't cut his legs, his toenails.
How do you cut your nails, mishinoi?
That's a good question. Yeah, bite your toenails?
That's
both disgusting and your fingernails you can't.
Right. Fingernails, I guess you can
bite. You could pick them. Yeah, I guess them. Okay, fine. The Gemara now says Amar of Shemin Bar Abba Havaka Kaimina Kamid Rabbi Yochanan Be Midrashah Bechol Shemoed, and they respond to learning in front of Rabbi Yochanan the base magician Chol Moed. The Shaklinu Latofrei Bishinai, you start to bite his nails. The Zakinu, and he threw them onto the floor. So what do you learn from this? Shema mina tlas, we learned three things from this ma'isa. Number one, Shema mina mutali told tzipornayim b'chol shemoed, you're allowed to cut your nails in chol moed, is number one. Number two is Shema mina ein bahem mishum miyus, it's not disgusting to cut your nails in front of other people and throw them on the floor. And three, Shema mina mutali zarka, and you could throw them on the floor, that's permitted. So asks the Gemara, v'eini, is that really true, you're allowed to throw them on the floor? Vatanya Shlosha Dvarm Nemu Bitsiparnayim. There are three levels with regards to disposing of the nails. Hakovram, one who buries them is called a tzaddik. But one who burns them, Sorfan, is considered a chassid and zork into Russia. The one who throws it is called a Russia. So how was Rabbi Yochanan able to throw them on the floor? Time am I, what's the reason for throwing them as a problem? Mishuma Shema Tavor Alem Isha Ubra Vitapil Vitapil. So there's a concern that it's very dangerous for a pregnant lady, and if she walks over it, it could perhaps cause her to have a miscarriage. So that's the danger. However, Isha be midrasha lo shchicha. But since women are not commonly found in the base medrash, there is no concern to throw the nails on the floor. V'chitema zimna de mechanshe lehu shadi lehu abrai. Sometimes when you sweep the floor, gather them together, and then you throw them outside, and women are going to pass by, shouldn't it be concerned? So Gemara says, kevan de ishtani, ishtani. Since it changed place, it changes place, it cannot have that bad effect. The effect that a nail has on a mu'beres is only if it's after being cut, it's on the place where it was dropped initially, and she walks over. But the moment you sweep the floor, move it somewhere else, there is no concern anymore. Now, with regards to burning it, so many of the Gedolim would burn their nails, actually. And there are two practices that I've read. Some would, every Erev Shabbos, when they cut their nails, they burn them on the spot, Erev Shabbos. And others actually keep a container and then save it until Erev Pesach and burn it with the chametz together. That's what they do. Okay. Gemara, it says, Amar of Yehuda Merav. Zug ba mechamachmasan lefnei Rebbe v'marzutra. Masni zug ba mechamasan lefnei Rebbe ubikshi. So a couple of two Tamil Chachamim went in front of Rebbe and Bikshu Mimenu, he asked him the following question. Tiparnayim v'hitir lehem, he asked about cutting nails. They asked about cutting nails and he permitted them. He permitted them, this is referring to when? There's a Chol HaMoed? Avelis, okay. Vim Bikshu Mimenu Shafa, had they asked about cutting the mustache as well, hitir lehem, he would have permitted them to cut the mustache as well if it's going to block the eating and things get stuck there. Ushmu Amar, no. Ah, picture. They actually did ask, and Mimenu Safa, v'hitir lehem, and he actually did permit them to cut the mustache. So Amar Avital Safra, that was his name. He was a sofer. Mishmei Derav, Safa Mizavis Lazavis. You could cut the mustache from one corner to the next corner. And Rashi just points out here, if it's going to get in the way of eating and drinking, and it looks a little disgusting, that's when you're allowed to. So then Amar Rebbe Ami with Safa Makavis, as we just said, only if the mustache is getting in the way of eating and drinking. So Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak Lididim, Kisafa Makavis Damili. Apparently of Nachman's mustache was in such a way that it did get in the way of eating, and there's a heter to shave it or cut it and trim it, even during Avelis. So Amar Avital Safra Mishmei Dirav, another statement, Paro Shaya Bime Moshe Hu Ama. He was an Ama tall. Vizikano Amma, and his beard was also an Amma long. And Parmishak, though, is an Amma Vizeris, as Rashi says. His Amma, says also, is an Amma and longer than his entire body. The Kai Mashinemar, to fulfill what the Pasuk says, Vishafan Hashem Yakua Kimalea. A person who's so low and so disgraceful is going to be established as someone high. Vamar Avital Safra Mishmei Dirav. Paro Shahaya Bime Moshe Amgusha Haya Shenemar Vahine Yose Maima. What's Amgusha? So Rashi says here he was a did Rashi say? Bamach Shefu, a magician, he played games. But as it says, Hine Yose Maima, he went out to the river to go to the bathroom, so nobody should know he went to the bathroom to give off this impression that he was a magic, he was some sort of god. Gemara now says, Veil Mechabsin Bemoid Habab Medinas Hayam. We know the Mishnah listed a few people who were allowed to wash their clothing during Chol HaMoed. One of them was a person who returned from overseas. So Gemara says, Amar Avasi, Amar Yochanan, Misha in lo elo chalak echad mutter lekapsu b'chol HaMoed. A person who has only one article of clothing is allowed to do laundry as well on Chol HaMoed. So Masiv Rav Yirmiya, Elu mechapsin b'moed, the following are allowed to, Habab medidas ayam, mechulei a whole list in the Mishnah, honey in those listed in the Mishnah are allowed to, but mi she'en lo ela chalak echa lo. But it doesn't mention a person with one article of clothing. So we see he's not allowed to. So Amar le Rav Yaakov, the Rabbi Yirmiya, asav lecha masis and avagav dislei trei metanfe. No, our Mishnah is talking about a case, even if a person has two articles of clothing and he gets them dirty, he's still allowed to wash his clothing. One second here.
But the the Mishnah is only talking about people who have two, if they have these other conditions that they have. Anybody who has one automatically gets the...
So there's only, again, right, the Mishnah is only talking about people who have two articles of clothing, who normally cannot launder the clothing, but if they have a Medina Sayam or the other Heterim, then they would be allowed to. But one who, a person who only has one article of clothing, he is certainly permitted to, and that just wasn't the radar, that wasn't the conversation of the Mishnah.
He doesn't require any of those other
conditions. Exactly. Chalak Echad is enough for him to wash his clothing. Mar now says, last two lines of the Amud here, Shalach Rav Yitzchak Bar Yaakov Bar Giure Mishmedi Rabbi Yochanan Kli Pishtan Mutil Chapsan Michal Shemoid. A person is allowed to wash his Kli Pishtan on Chol HaMoed. So Gemara asks, Masir Rava, Mitpachos Yadayim, different types of hand rags, Mitpachos HaSaparim, which Rashi says on the top, and Tosis rather says on top, it used to use to put around against the guy's neck or to over his body when they cut his hair, for those who could get haircuts on Chol HaMoed. So these things you could wash on Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara's Medayik, honey in, only these types of cloths are permitted, but Kli Pishtan is not permitted. So Gemara's Amar Le Abaye Masnis in the Mishnah Afilu Dishar Mine. No, Kli Pishtan certainly permitted, but the Mitpachos is permitted of other types of materials as well. So Amar Bar Hidi Lididi Chazali Yamashot Tiveria. I saw the Yamashot Tiveria and the Mafkile Mashichli Dimane Kisne, that it was having large amounts of Pishtan clothing coming out of it. B'chol d'moed, meaning people were washing their clay pishon on Chol HaMoed. So maskev la'abaye, man le'imol on the b'ratzon chachamim avdi, the mashallah b'ratzon chacham avdi. Just because you observe something going on in Yamat Shot Tiveria doesn't mean it was permitted. So that's not a raya. In the end of the day, it seems like we paskin a person is allowed to wash their clay pishon on Chol HaMoed. We just can't bring a raya from that ma'isa. The new Mishnah tells us now, ve'elu kosin b'moed, the following cases can be ridden on Chol HaMoed. Firstly, Kedushay Nashim, if a woman gets married, so you're on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to write that Kesef of Kedushin, right? The Shtar Kedushin that you would hand her, which says, Hare At Mukudash Li, you could write such a Shtar on Chol HaMoed. The Gittin, you're allowed to, we'll see in the Gemara in a second, Gemara's going to address that. So Kedushay Nashim is permitted. The Gittin are also permitted. Shovrim are also permitted. Receipts are permitted to be written. Daitike, which are wills, can be written. Matana can be written, if giving a gift. Pruzbalin, which is for the milva of a shtar, so the Shemitah's Ksafim is not going to be makev it. Unclear why it's being done then, because Sukkot time it's too late, and Pesach time it's way too early. So I'm not sure why, but you want to, I guess, you know, just protect yourself now you thought of it. Igros Hashum, which is when the Bezdin sends out an assessment of a property, that could be written as well. Igros Mazon, which is when a person is makabel to support his wife, can be written. Shtari Chalitza, a document describing a Chalitza case, and now she's permitted to get married. Meunim, where a katana refuses, she opts out of a marriage. And Shtari Berurin, which we saw recently in Daf Yomi, those who are learning Daf Yomi, which Rashi brings one shot, is Zeborali Zabla. Meaning when two people, two Bali Dinim, are trying to figure out which Bezdin to go to, so this person picks that Dayan, that person picks another Dayan, and then the other two Dayanim pick a third Dayan, that's called Zabla, meaning Zeborali Lo Echad. That Shtar Berurim can be written as well in Chol HaMoed. And Gzeiros Bezdin, if they make a decree, that can be written. And Igros Sharushirashus of the government can be written as well. So Gemara now says, your point, Amar Shmuel, we see from here, Mutter Le'ares Isha V'Chol HaShemoed. You are allowed to get married on the, right, not married. You can perform Erisin / Kedushin on Chol HaMoed, Shemi Kad Menu Acher. Even though Nusuin, we learn, is not allowed because Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, Erisin is not quite a Simcha, and there's a concern that if you don't chap her now, you might lose her to somebody else. So you can do Kedushin and Erisin on Chol HaMoed. Huh? Stavravid. So Lema Misailei, let the Mishnah support this. It says Elu Kosvin B'Moed Kedushin Nashim was one of the examples. So we see the Mishnah proves that you can get engaged on Chol HaMoed. My love Shtari Kedushin Mamish the Shtar Kedushin versus no lo Shtar Piksa, which is what Kedrav Gidal Amarav Amarav Gidal Amarav Kama Tanosin Levincha Kach V'Kach Kama Tanosin Lebitcha Kach V'Kach, where the fathers are agreeing, what we call the Tanaim, which we do at the Chasam Sish, of the fathers agreeing to help support the children, so that can be written on Chol HaMoed, Vikitshu, they get married. Amnu Vikitshu, they get engaged. Kanu Hain Hain Dvarma Niknam Ba'amira. So that verbal agreement that the father said that they're going to help support the children, that can be written to make sure it's solidified on Chol HaMoed. But there is no proof that you could write a Kedusha Isha of a Harei HaMekudeshes Li. That's not a proof. Now, we paskin, you're allowed to. We just can't bring a proof from the Mishnah because the Mishnah isn't clear. Gemara says, Lema Mesaili, allow the following to be a support that you can get engaged on Chol HaMoed. Einosin Nashim B'Moed, you cannot get married. Lo Besulos, Lo Amanos, Lo Miyabinim, B'Pneisha Simchilo. So, a Nesuin Dasser, but ha la'aris, but to get engaged, shari is permitted. So Gemara says you can't bring a proof from there either, because lo mi boy kamar, it's a needless to say type of statement. Meaning what? Lo mi boy la'aris, needless to say, aris is not permitted in Chol HaMoed, de lo kavin mitzvah, no mitzvah is done, which, by the way, is a very important Gemara. There's a Bachokas, Rambam, and Rush, whether Kedushin is a mitzvah, or Kedushin is a achana for the mitzvah peruvu. Peruvu is the mitzvah, not Kedushin. So this Gemara clearly says that Erusin is not a mitzvah. So that's a raya, that's not a mitzvah. That's the Rashita of the Rush. So again, needless to say, you can't get engaged in Chol HaMoed because there's no mitzvah of Erusin. Ela filu li sanami dekavin mitzvah, but to get married, which is a mitzvah, even that is going to be aser. So we have no proof that Erusin is permitted on Chol HaMoed from this statement. Tashma, the Gemara says, Detana debei Shmuel, me'arsin avalo konten. You are allowed to get engaged, but you can't kones. You cannot get married. Vein osin sudas erisin. Even though you can get engaged, you just can't make a party. Lo miyabim, you can't do yibam either, mipnei shesimcha hilo shma mina. The Gemara now says, me, a very fascinating discussion right now. Mi amar Shmuel shema yikadmenu acher. Is there really concern that if you don't marry her right now, in 5 days from now, she's going to get married by someone else? Is there such a concept as bashert? V'ha amar Rav Yehuda amar Shmuel, b'chol yom v'yom, bas kol yotzeis v'almeris. Every single day, a heavenly voice comes out and says, bas ploni leploni, that this girl is going to get married to this guy. So it's already destined from above. And continuing, sa de ploni leploni, that property is going to go to this individual. Se'ela. So how is Shmuel here, who is the author of this statement, how could he also say, you need to chop the girl now in Chol HaMoed, because in a week from now, somebody else might get her. But he doesn't he hold, and Abasko says, there's certain, there's a bashert. Se'ela, shemi kadmenu ache berachamim. That maybe you're right. Even though there is bashert, sometimes someone could berachamim. Some man could daven so hard that he might marry, wants to marry this girl, so that tefila can take her away from who her bashert was. Which is fascinating. The Gemara is about to say a story of this. This is one of the proofs they bring. They discuss how powerful tefillah is. That tefillah is so powerful that it can really change what's up in the Elyonim. Already what's been destined from above, that this guy should marry this girl, the guy davened so hard, he could actually undo what's been already decided up above. So the Gemara says, Ki hadar Rava, Rava says, Shmai lahu gavra, he once overheard a guy davening, Dibai rachme, Vamar tizdamin li planisa, I want to marry that girl. So Rava goes over to him and says, Amalei lo tibai rachmei hachi, don't daven like this. Ichazi lecha lo azlecha minach. If she's fit for you, so she's not going to leave you. Vilo, then if she's not fit for you, to kafartabo, Bashem, you're being kofar Bashem, you're asking for something that really shouldn't be coming your way. So Basar hachi afterwards, Shama dekamar, he heard him saying, Oh, ilumus mekamai, oh, tamus mekamei. Either that guy should die before me, that husband of hers, or she should die before me. Okay? So, Amr Leh, so he walks over to the guy again and says, Lava minalcha, did I not tell you? Lo tibayla de milsa hachi? Don't daven in such a way. Just ask the Hashem, give me whatever I deserve. So, Amr Rav Mishum Rabbi Ruvain ben Atshobili minatora minanvim u minaksuvim me'ashem isha li'ish me'ashem isha li'ish. So the concept that there's a certain level of bashert here. So min haTorah we have Dichsiv, the pasuk says Vayan Lavanu Besulel Vayomer MeHashem Yatsa Davar. So they acknowledge that a bashert, the shidduch, comes from Hashem. That's where you find the source in the Torah. Nevi'im Dichsiv, the pasuk says in Shoftim says Va'aviv Ve'ima Lo Yadu Ki MeHashem He. They didn't realize that this came from Hashem. And min haKsuvim it says in Mishlei. Bayis v'ho nachlas avos u me'ashem isha maskalas from Hashem, a woman comes. So these are the three places. So Amar Rav Mishum Rabbi Ruvain ben Atshobili Amila others Ebi Masnisatana Amar Rav Ruvain ben Atshobili Ein Adam Nechshad Bedaver Elam Kein Aso. A person is never going to be accused of something unless he actually violated it. Vimlo Asa, and if he didn't do it, but he was accused on it anyways. So Asa Miktasa Kula Vimlo Asa Kula Asa Miktasa. The guy gets accused on doing something. So if he didn't do the whole thing, he certainly did part of it. If he didn't even do part of it, so what's the accusation? Here, Belibo, Lasso, so he must have at least considered doing such an Avera. Vimlo here, Belibo, if he didn't even mihar in such a thought, have such a thought about this, Lasso, so then, Rachem Shasa Vasamech. He must have observed other people doing such an Avera, and he was happy about it. So that's why a person is accused of something if somehow some connection to this particular Avera. So Masa Rabbi Yaakov. Yaakov asks a question based on the pasuk in Malachim. It says, "Vayichpu bnei Yisrael dvarim asher lo chein al Hashem lo kehem." So what's going on here? That they hid the word on something that was not true. So it seemed to be they're making some stories up that never existed. So the Gemara says, "Hasim hu lahachis hu David." If a person's out to get someone else, so then there's no basis for such accusation. That's the pasuk they're quoting in Malachim. But if there's no one out to get anybody, but rumors start to surface, so then there's some reason for it, either because he did it, he did part of it, he thought about doing it, or he thought saw others doing it, and he was happy. Tashma, the Gemara brings another brisa. It says in Tehillim, Vayikanu l'Moshe b'machane l'Aron kadosh Hashem. So what's going on here? And they were jealous of Moshe in the camp to Aaron. The Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak Amar Melamed Shekolechad Kina Leishto Mimoshe. They all warned their wife, I don't want you talking to Moshe. The issue of Sota, right? If you say to your wife, if you're going to be Beseser with this guy, and she is, so then you have the whole story of Sota. So every man in the Klaisel said, you better not be with Moshe Beinu. You better not be with Moshe Beinu in Stira. And that's what the Pasuk in Tehillim means. So we know, certainly, Moshe didn't do anything of the sort. He didn't think about anything of the sort. So why is he being accused of being with these women? So the Gemara says, Hasam mishum sinahu David, because they had this tremendous hatred, which is hard for us to imagine, but Bnei Yisrael had a tremendous sinah towards Moshe Rabbeinu. So Toshma, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Hei chelki, and Misha choshino sobodavar. Rabbi Yossi davened that I want to have a chelek with those who people were choshed about, the ainbo, and it wasn't true. They were falsely accused. I was also accused, and there was nothing against me. It was all fake. So we see from here that it's true that sometimes people are accused falsely. The Gemara says, "Lokasha, haba kol de pasuk, haba kol de lo pasuk." If it's a rumor that's going to die down, it's going to be one article in that week, and that's it. So that's an accusation that doesn't have any weight to it, and that's what they're talking about. People get accused for nonsense. But if it's a rumor that keeps resurfacing, de lo pasuk. So then that means either the guy did it, he did part of it, or he used Mahara in it. So Gemara says, V'kala del pasuk ad kama, a rumor that never ends, that what does never end? What's the limit? What's the threshold for it? So Amr Abaye, Amr Li, Aim Dumi Demasioma. So what's this saying? Hold on a second. Right, so Domi Demasa, Yoma, sorry? What?
His nurse.
His nurse, is
this? The one who raised him.
Okay. So it says now, Dumi demasa yoma paga. The people who are the city, chashudi of the city, that it's a day and a half.
The rumor mongers, they told
that's
about
a day
and a half.
That's
a long
time.
Okay.
Less, a day and a half.
Fine. Vani mile dla pasik beni beni. That's only true if it wasn't, it didn't stop in the middle of that. Aba pasik beni beni less lemba. If it stopped in between, Rashi says here, the Rashi no Rashi here.
Stops for a short time,
you know,
if the resurfaces
in
a day and a half.
It has to be consistent. It has to be 36 hours consistent. The Chi Pasik, when it stops, Beni Beni, lo only if it didn't stop because of Yerav. About Pasik Machmas Yerav, if the rumor stopped because they were scared of some political figure or someone else, that's not considered a Psak. Lo Amrin El Dilla Hadar Novit. It's only true if it didn't resurface again. I have a hold of it a lot, but if it came back again to life, then it's and there's concern of it being true. It's only true if he has got no enemies. If he has enemies, then we hold the Oivim responsible for bringing and surfacing such false rumors. Let's go a little bit. We still have a lot of time. Let's just try to get an Amud in, because tomorrow night we're not going to meet because of this fast. So we'll try to do an Amud extra tonight, and then Wednesday night we'll do a blot and a half as well. So new Mishnah tells us in the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Beis, Ein Kosvin Shtari Cho B'Moed, you're not allowed to write documents of debts on Chol HaMoed, Vim Einu Maminov, if you have to, a guy needs the money, so then you don't trust the guy, then you are allowed to write the agreement. Oshein lo mayochal, if the guy's got nothing to eat and he needs money, harei to yichta. That's also a heter in writing such a shtar chov. Ein kosvin svarim v'tfilin mezuzot, you can write stam on Chol HaMoed. Vein magin osachas afilu b'sefer Ezra, you can't even fix one letter in the Sefer Torah of Ezra. Rashi quotes others think it's Sefer Torah of the Azara with a hey at the end. There's always that 2 days in Rashi whenever it says Sefer Torah Ezra, there's one of Ezra the Aleph Zion Reish Aleph, the person, and then Ezra as in the Azara with the hay that was kept in the Azara, the base of Migdash. So you can't even fix a letter of a Sefer Torah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kosev Adam Tefillin Mezuzos Liatzmo. A person can write it for himself, he can't write it to sell it though. Then the Mishnah says, continuing on the top of your testament, Aleph, V'tov al yirechal techeles l'tzitzioso. A person is allowed to tie tzitzis on Chol HaMoed as long as he ties it on his thigh in a derech shinoi. He would be able to tie tzitzis strings. So Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Kosev adam tefillin u'mezuzah liatzmo. A person can write a tefillin mezuzah for himself. V'tov al yirechal techeles l'tzitzioso. U'lachem betova divrei Rabbi Meir. He could write it for himself or tie it for himself, but for others he can only do it as a tova to do them a favor, but he is not allowed to sell it to others on Chol HaMoed. But Rabbi Yochan Omer ma'arim u'moche shalo v'chozer v'kozer li'atzmo. Rabbi Yehuda says you could do some type of harama. You could first write it for yourself and then say, you know what, I don't need it anymore, I'm going to sell it to the other guy. Then sell it, and then you could write a second one for yourself as well. So that's a way of doing harama in order to get paid for your work of ksiva stam during Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yossi Omer kosev u'moche kedarko kedei parnasaso. A sofer who needs parnasa, like anything else that he needs money, he would be able to write it and sell it kedarko if he needs. So Ori le Rav le Rav Chananel, he taught Rav Chananel. Amri lo, others say Rabba bar Bar Chana le Rav Chananel. Halacha kosev u'moche kedarko kedei parnasaso. A person is allowed to write, sell, and in the regular way in order to have a parnasa. Gemara now quotes from the mission of a tova al yirecho techeles. You could tie the tzitzis strings in a shinui way. Tanya Rabbanan and tova adam al yirecho techeles tzitzioso of alo be'evin divrei Rabbi Eliezer. You could tie them over your leg, but you cannot tie it over a stone. That's called the normal way. Chacham omer ma'af be'evin, they would allow you to tie it using on top of a stone. And Rabbi Yehuda omer mishmo be'evin avlo be'pelach. You could use a stone, but you can't use the actual, what's it called?
Spindle.
And then Chacham Omrim, Bein Be'evin, Bein Be'pelach, they permitted you to use anything you wanted. And Amr Rav Yehuda, what's the Psak? Amr Shmuel, V'chein Amr Rav Yechia, Bar Abba, Amr Rav Yochanan, Halacha, Bein Be'evin, Bein Be'pelach, Halacha, Kosev, V'kedarko, Mocher, Kedei, Parnasasa. The bottom line is, the Gemara Paskins, you could do the tying of tzitzis regularly, you could write the stam regularly and sell them regularly as well. The new Mishnah tells us now, Kover Es Meso, Shloshi, Yomim, Kodin, L'rega. Person buries a relative 3 days prior to the regel, but lahimana gzeira shiva. So shiva's done. He doesn't have to continue shiva during Chol HaMoed nor after Chol HaMoed. If it's shmona, let's say he buries a relative 8 days prior, so shiva's already done. Now there's one day of shloshim, but lahimana gzeira shloshim mipnei. I also knocks out the gzeira of 30 shloshim mipnei shamru, because the halacha is Shabbos ola veinu mafsek. Shabbos counts towards one of the days of shiva, and it does not end shiva. Raglaim afsikin veina olin. Raglaim yantiv ends shiva or shloshim, whichever one it's in, but does not count towards it. Counting towards it means, let's say a person ended shiva, so then shloshim doesn't begin until after regalim. You don't count the 7-8 days of yantiv as shloshim. It doesn't count it, but it ends whatever level of avelis they're into. It stops it midway. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Atzeres Kishabbos. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Yontav HaShavuos only had the koach of 1 day, like a Shabbos. It didn't have all 7 days, because we know during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, if you didn't bring the carbon on Shavuos, you had 7 days to do Tashlumim. So Shavuos, Atzeres, had a power of seven, but nowadays, since there's no carbonos, it can only serve as a Shabbos. But Rabbi Gamliel, Omer, Rosh Hashanah, of Yom HaKippur, and Kirigalim, Chacham Omerim, so it's like the same din as a regular. It knocks out in the Batal Shiva, it's Batal Shloshim. Chacham Omerim, Lo Kedivrei Zeh, Lo Kedivrei Zeh, he argues on both, Ela Atzeres Kirigalim, Rosh Hashanah, of Yom HaKippurim, Kishabbos. So he argues that Tzeres does have a koach of Yantif even Bizman Hazeh, and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur have a din of Shabbos. Now this machlok is whether Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is like a regel or it's like a Shabbos, boils down to a discussion we've had before, whether or not there's any simch on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur. According to the first Man Damar, the Paskin Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur has simcha to it, and that's why it's like a regel, but according to Chachamim, there is no simcha for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and therefore it's no different than just a regular Shabbos. Should we go to the top of the next page quickly? I think it goes pretty quickly. We still have a lot of time. So let's just quickly go to the top. Amar of Rav. Gzeres batlu yamin lo blatlu. The gzeres is ending, but the days don't end. We'll see what that means in just a moment. V'chein amar of Yehu Rafuna. Gzeres batlu yamin lo batlu. Rav Sheshes amar afilu yamin nami batlu. Even the days are batlu. So what does this mean? So the Gemara says that my time, yamin lo batlu, shimlo gilach erev haregel asur legalech ach haregel. What it means to say is that it's batel right now, which means you're allowed to shave erev Yom Tov. But if you don't shave, after Yom Tov, it picks up where it left off. So if it's, let's say, 8 days, wait, what's the case of the Gemara here? Right, the way Rashi says it, gzeiras shloshim batlu, aval yomim lo batlu, shloshim yom lo batlu, dadayin tfluim ve'omnim. I mean, let's say there are 8 days before Yom Tov, the person buried a relative, so you had a full Shiva. Then there's the 8th day, so Yom Tov ends it. So it ended, you're allowed to shave, but after Yom Tov, you have to continue counting the next 22 days to complete Shloshim, according to this Man Damar of the Gemara here. So the Gemara says, V'hatanya, the Braisa says, there's a Braisa that serves as a siyata, as a nichusa, says Rashi, on the top of Amud Beis now. The Braisa says, we're going to go down 10 lines and then we'll stop. Hakover es meso shloshi yamim kodim l'regel. Person buries a relative 3 days before Yom Tov. But lehimanu gzer shiva, so shiva is a bottle. But if it's shmonim yom kodim l'regel, which means there are 7 days of shiva and then 1 day of shloshim was practiced, so then but lehimanu gzer shloshim, then even shloshim is going to be bottle. U'megaleach erev haregel. He's allowed to shave erev haregel if it's bottle shloshim. Now im lo gilach erev regel, if he doesn't shave erev regel, so then it's too late. He's not allowed to shave after Yom Tov is over until he counts a total of 30 days. Comes along now Abba Shoal. He says, Omer muta legalech acha regel. He says, you're allowed to. Shekeshem shemitzah shloshim mevatelas gzeras shiva. Kach mitzah shiva mevatelas gzeras shloshim. So just like we're saying that if there are 3 days were practiced, the captive Avelis beforehand, and Yom Tov is it's a Mevatel Shiva, so too, if you have 7 days before Yom Tov, so then Shloshim Namamish knocks out all of Shloshim. V'hanan Tanan, our mission says you need 8 days before Yom Tov to knock out Shloshim. How could Abba Shaul says you only need 7 days, and then since Shloshim is knocked out? The Gemara says that we saw before, earlier, Kesavar Abba Shaul Miktas Ayom Kekulo. The Yom Shvi Ola Lo Lakan Lakan. The seventh day, according to Abba Shaul, so the beginning of the seventh day, that ends Shiva, and then it turns into Shloshim. The beginning of Shloshim already begins on day seven, so then comes along Yom Tov, and it's Mevatel, even the Shloshim. So Amar of Chista, Amar Ravina, Bar Shila, Halacha, Abba Shaul, that's why we paskin, that mixes the Yom Kekulo. Umodim Chacham, and Chacham agreed to Abba Shaul, like we saw a few days ago, Kishachal Shmini Shalol Yos B'Shabbos. If the 8th day falls out on Shabbos, and Yom Tov is Sunday, so then much is Shabbos Sunday, so even Chacham will agree that Erev HaRegel, which is Friday, which is only day 7, they would agree to Abba Shaul, Shemutter Ligaleach Berev Shabbos. Okay. A lot of Gemara tonight, guys. So we'll see everyone meets Hashem.